overall, I mean, you in the second half, I thought you got a lot stronger. I know you're saying that perhaps you didn't deserve to get the 3 points, but you could have won it at the end, couldn't you?
Yeah, we could have, but we shouldn't have been 0-0 at half time. We should have been losing the game. We rode our luck. UC made some great saves, and we can't accept performances like that. We have to do something about it quickly, and I just said we have done that in the past when we've had setbacks in terms of results or a poor performance. It's kind of galvanised us and we've came back stronger, so I'm sure that'll be the case next week again.
What was wrong then? What can you put your finger on?
Just flat, not enough urgency in the way we played, didn't pass the ball quick enough, and the final third didn't look hungry enough to get at people and to score goals. Defended well at times in terms of set pieces, and UC made some great saves, but didn't react to situations in terms of their movement, didn't want to track runners. When we got the ball, we wanted to stand in position, and football's not that easy. You got to work hard, you got to run if you want to move teams. And when they got back into shape, we were too predictable in the way we played.
Well, generally, you are one of the big clubs in this division and you're there to be shot at. Do you feel as if teams come and shut up shop against you, particularly at home, and does that make it harder?
Yeah, I think we've known that from day one. I think I don't think they shut up shop, but I definitely see a kind of level of performance that's greater than other games. But, you know, we're not going to cry about that. We have to accept that and use that as a positive, and know that when teams come here, they know they're playing a good team, and we have to raise our game every week. That's our challenge, and we've done that in recent weeks, but today it wasn't there.
As manager now in the remaining games, do you have to think in a different way because you're closing in on promotion and because of what's at stake?
I don't think so. I think we've always went out to try and win games, and that's what we've done today. It didn't happen. We dust ourselves down. We train hard next week and prepare for a massive game, but it's just about winning games. The nearer you get to the end, the more vital the points become. And the pressure really comes on. That's when you have to stand up as a football player. So we'll have to, as will every other club, especially the ones above us, we'll have to deal with that pressure.
You said next week's massive. I mean, do you focus on a particular game, or do you just do the old cliche of take one game at a time?
Yeah, one game at a time. We have to concentrate on ourselves. I've always said that it's not what other teams do, it's what we do, and we've let ourselves down today with a poor performance, and we didn't deserve to win the game.
And will you be talking to individuals? I mean, is that part of what you do now, and sort of try to give them one-to-ones on to change this, or is it a collective thing?
Yeah, I think all season it's been collective. We are a team. We're a squad of players, and I just said, you know, it's a big week's training, because if I was a player who wasn't playing today, I'd be thinking I've got a chance of playing next week. So, in one sense, that creates competition in terms of the training, and people should be hungry to play in what is, as you said, a massive game.
It is will to win. Sometimes it's as simple as that, isn't it? Wanting it badly, you know, to win a game.
Yeah, but you got to know how as well. You can't, you know, everyone wants to win. You got to know how we're going to win the game. And today, we made, you know, silly errors. We didn't back up play at times. We were a bit lethargic in the way we, not only we passed the ball, but when we lost it, we didn't have that aggression that we normally have. And it just seemed like a sloppy performance right from the start.